damage from this tornado, as well as high winds and severe thunderstorms. Winnebago, Ogle, and DeKalb counties saw the worst of the damage. City, county, and state officials, including Governor Bruce Rauner, have been holding regular news conferences throughout the day, updating their community on the
progress. Did you see the spark on the left?
Mm-hmm. We'll have more on that a little later in our show. Right now, we continue our team coverage in some of the hardest hit areas, including Fairdale, where now two people are confirmed dead. They're 67-year-old Geraldine Schultz and 69-year-old Jacqueline Klasa. 13 News reporter Rebecca Klump joins us live in Fairdale now with the latest. Rebecca?
Kristen, you can see behind me just a taste of what the residents here are going to be dealing with. Fairdale is actually still closed to the public. Only first responders are allowed in. You can see why behind me. The front of the house has just been ripped off. A little bit further down, you can see the trees there are uprooted. They're lying in the street. It looks like that all the way down Route 72 into Mount Morris. Rescue crews have been going door to door all day, searching through rubble and debris. Yesterday, one woman was found dead in her home. This morning, crews also found her next door neighbor dead. This town is small, just a little more than 100 people live here. They don't have tornado sirens. The closest sirens are in Kirkland. That's the next town over. But rescue crews say
two tornado
warnings that went out yesterday, and they don't think the sirens would have made a difference to those women.
Victims that were in the areas were the most devastating spots in this town.
He's even speechless.
There were 17 homes that were leveled, and debris piles that were just unbelievable up there.
Now, rescue crews expect to wrap up their efforts tonight. They actually brought in some cadaver dogs to search as well. They don't really expect to find anything. There is nobody specifically reported missing. Now, the town of Fairview, as I said, it's still closed. There's no power to it. We've seen ComEd crew after ComEd crew roll through here trying to get things back up. The rescue crews expect, though, the town should possibly be back open tomorrow. For now, reporting live in Fairdale, Rebecca Clough, 13 News, Shawnee.